Photography is an all-consuming part of my life, something I never anticipated when I first began this journey, and it has expanded and continues to expand infinitely into all aspects of my life. Photography has challenged me in ways that I never thought possible, and I'm so grateful for that. But at the same time, it has come with a lot of heartache. It comes with a lot of myself and the way that I experience the world. It's taken a toll on me financially, mentally, and at times in my personal life. It's not a stable income, and it's certainly not a so-called fair industry, very much an industry where you pay to play in many cases. And so I've walked a precarious road with photography, but I do it because I love it. The rewards are incredible, and those are very personal and subjective to the photographer, to the person and the people involved in the process as a whole. But I ultimately do it because it gives me a sense of purpose and a feeling of being present in the world. Photography is many, many parts in my mind. It isn't just about taking the image. It's also about engaging with individuals, communities, in political discourse, in challenging our perceptions of each other, investigating our shared history and our past. Who are the actors, or what were the events and influences that shape our present today, that have shaped our present? So it's about being curious about the complexities of our world. But there are two sides of photography for me, the personal and then the professional. The personal side is the way that I feel inspired. Photography, to me, can be a form of time travel. When you look at an image, it's always of something that's happened. And it's used as an artifact, almost, to project our ideas of the present and perhaps even the future, which can make it a very problematic medium, but it can also make it very powerful. Because it's such a small fraction of a time and place that it can be interpreted in so many ways. An image can be beautiful, or it can be disturbing. It can be symbolic. It can be a moment that sparks conflict or conversations that need to be had. It can be an image that takes us to another universe. Because it can't say it all, an image can't say it all, which requires us to think critically on it, to analyze it, or to even try and find ourselves in the story. Or at least that's the hope. So photography, the personal, is all the things that make you fall in love with storytelling, with the creative spirit, and with that part of you that wants to connect. And then there's the professional side. And again, that comes with the heartache, that comes with the stress and anxiety and fear of not being able to get your work out there into the world. And it has been a source of sadness for me in my life. Because, of course, there's this duality in this profession where the personal, creative part of you that invests in the craft, invests in the story, in many cases, working with people or communities that you've grown to know and love, and ultimately accepting the possibility that the work may not go beyond your shared experiences together. And that's okay. It's natural to feel disappointed and to feel as though you may have let others down or even yourself down. So it's a tight rope I walk, doing what I love, and then finding ways to support myself creatively. Not just mentally and financially, but sustainably. Being able to continue doing the work that I love, the projects that I invest in, that I spend time working on, despite the obstacles. So in short, photography is my world. It is my universe. I sleep and dream of photography. I think photography. It is my access point to constant growth, constantly learning and being challenged. But it's also the source of my fears and my self-doubt. But I think it's always important to ask, why do I do this work? Why am I a photographer? What is my motivation for telling this story? I ask myself this a lot because I think it's really important to know. So the question, what does photography mean to me? I ask a version of that quite a lot. And it's a long conversation I have in my mind. And ultimately, I come out the other end knowing that it's about the journey and that I'm incredibly lucky to be able to do what I love and to be able to have deep, meaningful connections with the time and place, with people, through my photography.